So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
For Huffle.
In Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. All right. Big issues, big guest. This story playing out in Gloucester Township has really gravitated nationwide big time. The gist of it is there are 28 illegal acts, I'll call them that, in Gloucester Township that if the kid commits them, and they do try to emphasize the word repeatedly, there are sanctions on the parents also, even up to and including jail time. Joining us is Alexandra Bauer, who I believe is the head of the New Jersey chapter of one of the groups that we support right from the very beginning. They've been on maybe 50 times with us, Moms for Liberty. I think she's in opposition. At least that's what I've seen in New York Post and some of these others. Let's go to Alexandra Bauer here on Talk Radio 1210. Alex, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Alex, are you there?
Oh, I'm there. Yeah, sorry. There was some sort of weird sound there. Okay. I'm here. How are you?
Good, good, Alex. And you're the Bergen County, New Jersey chapter chair. We're big fans of Moms for Liberty. But at least according to news accounts.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I differ with you on this. What's the objection? Is it something in your role as Moms for Liberty personally? What's the major objection to what Gloucester Township's doing?
I wouldn't say, okay, I don't disagree in the sense that people shouldn't be held accountable. But to put this sort of blanket law, I think is really, it's an extremely dangerous precedent. I think they're trying to take the rights away from parents totally. So I don't think it's about what they're saying it's about, okay? You know, they're saying it's because these kids, there's a lot of kids that are out of control for sure. And they 1,000% should be held responsible. Okay. But we need to look at everything. You know, how old are they? Right. What's their situation? You know, have the parents been trying? Have they been good parents and like actually, you know, advocating for their children? And I think every situation is going to be different. Now, for sure, if there's a parent that is ignoring their child and their issues, you know, and they're being negligent in that way, then for sure, you know, we need to look at what's going on with those parents and hold them accountable. But there's no way that every situation is different. And most parents want the best for their kids and they want them to do well. You know, they don't want kids that are out of control and getting into trouble. They want their kids to be happy and successful.
Okay,
and
but Alex, I would agree. Yeah. But let me give you a for instance. Yeah. In the one instance here in Gloucester Township, okay, we had a whole string of these happen. They had one of the worst. And there are other reasons for this, maybe. A couple hundred kids at least showed up, rideshare, whatever. Some of it well after curfew, and did damage and vandalism at a big event they have, like a carnival, huge event that's widely popular, so much so they have canceled it for this year. And Alex, if these people are out after curfew, what's the responsibility of the parent? Are you saying, well, what are they going to do with them?
No, I'm saying, well, listen, if it were me, I'd be out in my car picking up my kids.
Right, right.
Like, you know, I watch my kids on Live 360. Like, I know exactly where you are at all times.
Right.
And you better be home when you're supposed to be home. I mean, I have an older daughter who's 24. I've been through the teenage years. I get it. I mean, we're all teenagers at once, too, but we also know the difference between right and wrong. And we need to hold these kids accountable. They are the ones who are not doing, they know the difference between right and wrong. They're the ones who are choosing to do wrong before right. And I think something that's very important to, well, two things that are very important to point out. The state itself is trying to cause a rift in the families. It is, these parents are not home. They're working two or three jobs to be able to afford to live in New Jersey. They're not as connected with their kids as they should be because, again, they're working 12, 14, 16-hour days. Schools have policy 5756, which literally tells teaching staff that they're not allowed to tell parents what's going on. So these kids might have fallen in with the wrong group. They may have decided to change their gender while they're in school. All kinds of things. And they are told you are not allowed to tell the parents. So these kids are away from their parents 5 days a week, 8+ hours a day, right? Being able to do whatever they want to do, because they're getting away with it because no one's telling the parents what's going on, but then you want to hold the parent accountable. So again, I really think, you know, what happened down there is absolutely, it's horrifying that is so out of control that it's gotten to that point. But I think we need to look at how can we help these families help these kids. Throwing a fine on them or throwing them in jail, how is that going to help that family help that child?
All right, let me rebut. Yeah, right. Now, you're certainly right. The gender, so-called gender stuff and all that, they're not allowed to tell. Exactly right. But the idea, I think our listeners who are very conservative to see these parents as not, as you say, necessarily working. And again, we agree about Murphy. We agree about Jersey, how costly, the whole thing. Is it really that? Or is it they need the heat turned up on them, I think, is the argument. That they are just not doing enough. Maybe it's not total negligence, but they are not pushing back on their own kid. These kids were out after curfew, hundreds of them. I think you and I differ on the picture of these parents a bit. And I would say that I get it, what Moms for Liberty is concerned about, parental rights in schools. I am one of the biggest proponents of that. The big picture, you think, Jersey, that's what's behind this?
I see what you're saying, and I don't disagree with some of it. Listen, I don't know these parents personally,
right.
So to speak on their parenting or their behalf, that wouldn't be right, right? But I do agree. I see a lot of entitlement. I do see a lot of disrespect from kids these days. It's a completely different generation. And I do think there is a sense of laziness from parents or their own social life or whatever is going on with them that comes before sometimes parenting. And I agree with you. If that's the situation, then those parents need to be held accountable. But I don't know that this is the right way to hold them accountable. I think we need to work with these families, talk to, hey, guys, what is happening here? You know, what you're doing is not working, or you're going to snap back into it. I'm not, you know, sure that that is the best way to go about it. However, I do know 100% that it's a slippery slope and it could lead to really losing parental rights totally in the state of New Jersey. And I think that's what we really need to be careful of.
We're talking with Alex Bauer, who is the Bergen County, New Jersey chapter chair. So, Alexandra, what's on the radar screen for you, Moms for Liberty, upcoming school year? For me, fascism, Becky Pringle and Sandy Weingarten, both. One has a book, the other has made this the watchword this year, not new creative ways to teach reading, writing, reason, but the fascism thing. So in Jersey, what's on your radar screen upcoming school year?
Yeah, we're definitely encouraging parents to stop sitting back and watching things happen to them and their children, for them to take an active role in their children's life. Even if you don't understand maybe your parental rights or how things work. I mean, listen, when I got into this, I didn't know how a lot of that stuff worked. I was like, wait, what? How does the Board of Ed work? How does it? You know, I didn't know either, but we're here to help you. So the tools are there. There's no excuse. The tools are there. We can help parents. There are opt-out forms. They're right on our website, so they're easy enough to just hop on there and get. You know, we are working on, you know, flipping Board of Ed seats, getting the right people in the Board of Ed, the right candidates that care about the safety and education of our children, not the woke indoctrination of our children. And so that's really what we're focused on right now, is getting people back, you know, the ones that are returning to school, and also reminding people that they don't have to go back to school. If you'd rather homeschool and that's better for your child, do it. If there's a pod, if there's a charter, even if it's temporary because maybe it's not the best situation or the best school, your child safety is number one. So, you know.
I got you, Alex. Alex, I wanted to ask you, your website, where do people go for Moms for Liberty or your group? Where do they go? All right, Alex, are you there? No? All right. Again, Alex Bauer from Bergen County here on Talk Radio 1210. Henry, tell her we'll put the website out there. I'll put her on hold so you're talking with her. Again, big picture, do I see where that is going? No, I don't. Your perception of these parents, Alex, a bit more saying, well, look, they're having to work because of all the regulation, cost, taxes, et cetera. And that's why we're saying, I don't see them as that. I see it as more they've lost control of their kids. They are, if not outright totally negligent, they need the heat turned up on them a bit. Is that the state slippery slope here in this? Look, I respect Moms for Liberty, as you know, and agree with them almost all the time. On this, though, I see it a bit more the other way. So doesn't it come down to your perception of these parents, like in this Gloucester Township thing? And when the kid is repeatedly doing this, are we going to throw up our hands and not say to the parent, you got to do some other stuff here? All right. Which way do you go? Or do you go towards saying, well, come on. Sometimes there's just nothing you can do. Do I think anybody's ultimately going to go to jail here? No. Somebody might get fined. Yeah, they might. And what do you do when you have hundreds of kids show up and disrupt the big event of Gloucester Township, right? I think they shut it down. I'll ask the mayor about that at 1:30. Now, I think Phil Murphy has taken away the powers of police deterrence. We've talked about that so much. That part's true. But again, you got kids out after curfew constantly. Where is the parent? What is the parental role there? It's a basic question, isn't it? 855-839-1210, AT&T. And Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, get in on the side question too. This is making national news, though. Go to momsforliberty.org for any forums you might need. Thank you, Alex. Momsforliberty.org is always a great spot to go. And if you want these opt-outs and all the other stuff, they make it really convenient. All right. I don't see it that way. Is this some broad plot of the state to have too much power? Or is this kind of a hurdle put up to the parents there saying, hey, be aware, you got to be a partner in this. If we find you're not, you know, we already have negligence laws, but those are usually much more draconian that parents might be involved in. In this case, it might be a bit subtle, but still just outright wrong. Society's saying, well, who's going to do something here? What are you going to do about this? 28 various things. The mayor coming at 1:30 here. All right, 855-839-1210. You grab a line, hit us. That all-time, this one looks to be. I never saw him live, but yeah. Wild Bill in West Grove on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Wild Bill, what do you have today?
Hey, Dominic Goomba, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Greatest 3 hours in the afternoon radio stations. I got to see Jimi Hendrix for the first time at the Spectrum way back when, and everybody in the place was just milling around waiting for the show to begin. And it was quiet. You know, it wasn't real quiet, but it was stirring.
Right.
And all of a sudden, Hendrix came out of a side door with 2 dozen roses in his hand. And he was like skipping towards the stage and he's throwing the roses out to everybody. The place went completely dead silent because of the charisma that he had. It was just incredible how he would capture it. And then he got on stage and began to play. The
yeah.
next time I saw him, I bumped into him, Dom, at the Electric Factory on Old 22nd and Arch Street down there when it was really the Electric Factory. And I walked right into him and I said, oh, man, I said, how you doing? He goes, fine, man. You watching the show? Because he was out watching. He was watching the band that was on, but yeah. A great guy. And I don't want to top Zeno. Zeno's great. He's probably a little younger than me. But I saw the Emerson, Lake and Palmer show, which was just beyond belief. And T-Rex was with there that night at the Spectrum also, which was gaga. So really good stuff. I've been around it for a long time. So I'd be glad to be your music mentor if you guys want to use me at all.
Oh, we will. We will, Wild Bill. Be close by. And yeah, hard for me to believe you could top Hendrix. Now, was this early on with the guitar,
yes.
The break? Okay, yeah, then that was really different.
It was. He was wearing a red shirt, a black fur vest, black pants, his regular old black hat and stuff, but he's just so smooth and so charismatic. I mean, it's just mesmerizing the way he was. And anybody who saw him play knew that. I saw him at Woodstock, you know, and I hung around with a lot of people. I love your show in the beginning with Roger Daltrey screaming like that.
Yeah.
And I know Roger and the Who from way back in the Electric Factory a long time ago, man.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much. Thanks for that offer. Of course, we'll sign you up.
Ooh.
Yeah, Hendrix. Yeah, that's an act that really pops. All right. Nobody said Tom Jones yet, though. All right. We have a single with
dance.
That. Yeah, okay. Yeah. 855-839-1210. By the way, on this Washington story, we had 46 arrested last night, 29 apprehended by ICE. Just to give you an idea, night by night. And those numbers are high for what's been happening in Washington as far as potential arrest. And you're seeing more victims come forward and saying they hope it goes more to the neighborhood. Shop owners and others in Washington saying, finally, you know what they're doing there? And it kind of same thing with Gloucester Township. They're resetting the norms. We're at a point now where even Moms for Liberty thinks the norm is that this is just an attack on parents and parental rights. I don't. I don't see it that way. Do you? Maybe that's why Fox and others each day are happy. Yesterday, they had the mayor on nationally. They had Alex on. I don't see it the same way as Moms for Liberty on this one. I respect them, but I think this is something that is setting a new norm. Now, is it really going to happen? Someone's going to go to jail. We'll see. Key word here is repeating, that this repeats. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. We're coming to you and the mayor at 1:30, Steve Sund at 2:30, and at 2 o'clock, first time we have this Senator Joe Pittman, the majority leader in Harrisburg. And what he's saying, if you're going to get all this SEPTA money, we're going to have more school choice, and we're going to have to take away the burden on taxpayers for all these dysfunctional school districts. That's what the state Supreme Court said. He'll lay out inordinate amounts of money sent to these districts who don't need more money. They need better policies. They're failing. And we'll update you on a couple more things, too. Jump in at 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Okay, Dom Giordano's show. A couple quick things. I was right. Preliminary report, this was a Department of Justice employee, and they fired him immediately. None of this. We're going to wait to see how this plays out. The Subway sandwich thrower has been fired and absolutely and charged with a felony. Dancing up and down, jumping up and down in front of a cop trying to antagonize him in a tough job. When that doesn't work, he throws the Subway sandwich at him and then tries to abscond. Charged with a felony and also fired from the Department of Justice. All right, the latest MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. And look, I'm on board with some of this stuff, but here we go. Apparently, part of the rub, so to speak, are people now not using sunscreen. And, you know, I saw a couple years ago, and Ro and I got very careful with certain kinds of sunscreen. I realized there is a difficulty with an everyday product with that, some of the ingredients. But there are alternatives that don't have them. Now people are anti-sunscreen. Some of them saying it'll even make you healthier. How many times we got to go through this now? Okay, it's one thing to be careful, particularly if you're fair-skinned. with sunscreen and some of the ingredients that give the protective nature, but have a downside. I get that. So I'm just asking, have you taken up this cause? Have you really started to now say, well, I'd rather not use it because of something that's in there? I would say you got to look at a different product. Now, Ro and I have been using Sunbum by saying that. Watch now, I'll get a whole raft of people attacking that.
You know what's in that?
Oh, yeah, right. Now, you know what? And I would stake what we looked at with that. I'm sure there are other products out there maybe even better. Do you use the sunscreen, Henry?
I don't wear sunscreen ever.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, why is that?
Honestly, I just don't like it. It's not even a, okay. I don't, the chemicals right. in it, it's just, right. I've never liked wearing sunscreen, so I don't wear it. It drives everyone around me crazy. I might get burnt. You know what? Oh, well, so be it.
Well, that's short term. You're right.
But long term. Short term, yeah, maybe.
Long term, that's more.
I'm also not like exactly in the sun all that often.
Yeah.
So I'm
okay.
not like
but if you're,
too
you're
broken
not,
up
but,
about it. If I was working outside or something, yeah.
Yeah. But skin cancer is a real thing, and some of it is not just scraping stuff off. It's difficult to deal with. So I'm pretty vigilant with that. I don't burn pretty much.
I don't burn either.
So much so that we had trouble when we were on COVID and we were doing our speaker series. I was looking red on the screen we were using, and that's simply because of the tan. It wasn't anything else. We didn't know what was happening. So. Yeah, you know, the Maha stuff is fine, but this idea that anything in there is going to be worse than protecting yourself on this, that's kind of faulty. So now sunscreen under fire.
I'm surprised it took them that long.
Yeah. And
I feel like it's been around.
The thing I'm waiting for where I'm really going to push back. Look, I like a lot of what RFK Jr. is doing, without a doubt. He is apparently on the train. And I think any day now you can see him talking about we should start school later. This is just, it's Pleasantville's doing it, and parents are going wild. Imagine you have a kid, I think it's elementary school age, that's starting at 9. Well, parents got to be at work by 9. Many of them before that, they're going, are you kidding me? Well, you can drop them off at 10 of, and they'll be able to mill around there, but you still got to get to work in that period of time. This is crazy talk. It's trying to say that academically, the reason we have so many kids that are not succeeding is because of some circadian rhythm or something of that nature. And look, anything that you want to do to be healthier, I'm in agreement with. But is it about that, or is it about the fact that they're not doing best practices as far as study, homework, parental involvement? That's what's really doing it. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon. How are you? Can I give you some advice to that happened to me back in Disney?
Yep.
So I took my kids, aunt and uncle. First of all, this goes to Dan. Never take your children to Disney World on Christmas Day.
Okay.
They shut the park down. There were so many people there. So we do the whole thing. We stay after. We watch the fireworks. We go out to find the car. An hour.
Wow.
I thought the same thing you did. I'm in a rental car. I must have passed it. We had to get a shuttle around the whole thing while you're clicking a key fob going, where's the lock button? Where's
yeah,
the lock button?
But Gary, you know what? You're in a big parking lot. This is bad. I was just on Chestnut Street. I walked right by it. What the hell?
So last summer, I injured my eye and had a lot of stuff done at Will's Eye. Every time I go there downtown, and where if I go to New York City, which I go more often, I always take a picture of my car so I can see the parking lot, the parking license plate, and what's behind it on the other side of the street so I know where I was, what time I was, and that it actually works out great.
Can you imagine I'm walking down the street saying, I got to call the dealer and get the VIN number, then call the police? Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, goodness. God. Oh, thank God. And not a ticket. Didn't even have a ticket on a car. It's one of those, if you're parked here at 3:30 or 4 o'clock, you get a ticket. Oh, my goodness.
Well, on Walnut Street, if it's there after 3 o'clock, they tow it.
Oh, okay. There you go. It's a Bronco. Must have been OJ watching over it. So, all right. What's your big concert?
It wasn't a big concert. I just started watching football for real about that age. It was Super Bowl 25. It was the wide right moment. It was the first time the Buffalo Bills lost with Jim for the first time in four times in a row. Was it four times in a row?
Four, yep.
And no one has ever duplicated this song yet. Oh, say can you see? Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Start singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Absolutely. That is a great one. All-time performance. That's got to be up there pretty high. All right, Mayor David Mayer will be with us in a moment. Gloucester Township, you heard the Moms for Liberty person. I think what they're doing makes a lot of sense to me. Moms for Liberty sees this as the state meddling in parental rights somehow or another. Are you worried about that if you're a parent? Remember, the key word here seems to be repeating behavior. That's different than the kid does something one time and they grab the parent. If the kid is repeating this, what are you doing as a parent? Isn't that a fair question to determine in front of a judge? 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. Hey, are you constantly searching for an extra energy boost? As we age, our bodies produce less of natural fuel needed to combat fatigue. Discover Rescue Orasine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Rescue Orasine helps enhance energy production at the cellular level, supports a healthy heart, and maintains optimal blood pressure. Plus, right now, our exclusive for our listeners, you can take advantage of a special offer. Buy one bottle of Orasine, get another completely free. All that you have to do is use the code FUEL when placing your order. To place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Remember, use the code FUEL, F-U-E-L, at checkout. And again, mention the code FUEL when you call or use it at res-q.com to get that second bottle of energy-boosting Rescue Orasine totally free. All right, Doc.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Giordano Show. Amazing how sticky some issues become in the sense that even nationally they're playing out. And we try to get inside that, particularly when they're in our area. Gloucester Township is the scene of this, where there's 28 violations, I'll say, some of them serious. And this coming after they had one of their big events, as I understand it, spoiled. We talked about that, of a mob of people, teenagers primarily, showing up just to vandalize, disrupt, et cetera, maybe 200 of them. David R. Mayer is the mayor of Gloucester Township. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Mayor, welcome in. It's good to be on the same side on this one.
It is, Tom. Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, we heard from the Moms for Liberty that I usually support, and their argument here is that they're afraid that these parents are up against it because of high cost regulations, all the Jersey stuff. And why are we piling on would be their point of view here. What do you say to that, Mayor?
Yeah. Well, Dom, we have a juvenile crisis here in the United States. And we see it all the time. We hear about it all the time. It happened here in Gloucester Township, but we're not the only community that it happens in. But on top of that, we also have an accountability crisis in the United States. We have to start holding people responsible. And, you know, I hear the criticism from that organization, but as you mentioned, you know, there is due process here, right? There is a warning. If a child gets into trouble, there is a warning to the parent, and the parent has to sign recognition that they understand that there is an ordinance. But then if there's subsequent, you know, problems with the child, the parent has to know that they may be punished as well. And again, it's about accountability.
The incident that triggered it, if you could give more detail, mm-hmm. I know the broad strokes of this. You have a great event and the police just couldn't contain this. It was overwhelming that all at once upwards of 200 kids showed up, right?
Yeah, Dom, I mean, I was there and okay. I saw it kind of unfolding. And, you know, at first it was, you know, juveniles. Oh, by the way, unparented juveniles. They you know, started to run in the park and then more showed up. And I actually had them do the drone show early because something was happening. And pretty soon it was just this mob of kids, again, unparented, that were causing destruction, that wanted to cause chaos, and quite frankly, violence. They were fighting amongst themselves, which didn't make any sense. And so, you know, it was more than 200 juveniles. And I know they were unparented, Dom, because they had to take rideshare to the park. When we pushed them out of the park and got them into a shopping center to try to mm-hmm. control the situation, right. It took us a long time to get them out of there because there was lines of Uber and Lyft. And by the way, how do you pay for that? Well, you have a credit card in your account. Well, whose credit card is that?
Right.
It's the parents' credit card. You know, and so they're engaging, they're helping their child do this and not paying attention to them. So it was an unruly mob. And then, Dom, what happened was, and this was an event that we've had for over 40 years.
I know of it. Yep.
No problems at all. We did a hold the date for this year, for June of this year. Dom, we got over 200,000 likes from these kids. I mean, it was spread throughout everywhere. And the police came to me and they said, look, you know, we're getting all this info. And the comments were, you know, we're going to meet up, we're going to fight, we're going to do all kinds of stuff. So we had to cancel Gloucester Township Day this year.
Let me interrupt and ask there, too. And I'm not in your thing. You got to look at a bigger picture than a talk show host does. But my response to this is, A, I'm with you on the 28 violations and the due process. But I'm going to hold the event. I'm going to bring every cop we can in there. And we're going to make massive arrests early on. You can't let them. You have a great event there. No. And there's got to be some way of, and I'm sure your instincts were to say, no, we're not going to let them do it. But tell us what turned it, what you see it on social media, and you feel overwhelmed that you can't police that?
So, you know, you're right. At first I was like, you know, hey, we're going to still hold this. We're not going to let these people ruin a great event. And then as, you know, we started to think about it, I mean, the police advised us that we really shouldn't do it because, God forbid, something happens at this event and somebody gets hurt or worse, and we had knowledge of it. You know, you could and the way the park is set up, it's hard to control access to it.
Okay.
And so that kind of complicated things as well. Listen, I didn't. None of us wanted to cancel it, but we just thought, and for public safety, that's, you know, that would be the best thing to do.
David, let me take you back to the parenting thing here. And we've had people, the mom said this, but a few people that called in yesterday, they're the minority. They're clear. Their picture of these parents is that, you know, they were good parents and the kid just can't be dealt with. Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, what's a parent supposed to do then? Is there a remedy for a parent? Yeah. If the kid just won't listen?
Yes. It's called due process.
Okay.
And, you know, the judge gets to make the decision. Every case is different, as you know, right? There's different circumstances for everything. And so the judge has the discretion to issue a fine, not issue a fine, you know, and so forth, and the amount of the fine or jail time. But I think that's in very extreme cases. What we're trying to do here is get the message out there that, you know, we're going to hold parents responsible. So make sure you're keeping track of your child. Again, there's different circumstances. The judge has that discretion to do that. But I'll tell you this: when my kids were growing up, I didn't have an app to track my children. Right? It just wasn't there.
Right.
I knew where my kids were. I knew who they were hanging out with, and I knew what they were doing. There's no excuse today because you have the app,
right?
That can help track, you know, where your children are. You know, again, and by the way, we really want to get to the juvenile here, right? We want to get the juvenile on the right path, not the juvenile detention path, right? We want them to be successful in life. We need to get to them, and let me tell you, if we can get to the parent, that may help.
Any reason why Gloucester Township, though, and you're right, I remember it was well over 200 now, would be the same? I mean, there have been other things this shore. It sounded strange to me, Gloucester Township, because a lot of this was centered, and even Ocean City, which is renowned for dealing with this, was hit by this. Why Gloucester Township?
Oh, I think it's just a spontaneous thing.
Okay.
I think it was an event. It goes into the evening. It's a carnival-like atmosphere. You know, I don't think it was, hey, let's go to Gloucester Township. I think it was, hey, there's a carnival there.
Okay.
I'm going to, you know, let's all meet up. I think it's more a spontaneous type of thing.
Are you going to be doing anything in the future? Will there be an event in the future, do you know?
Yeah, we're working with this raised money for our scholarship committee. Okay. So we're working with the scholarship. In fact, I'm meeting with them later today. We're working on a different event, other events that might not lend itself to this type of behavior.
Well, David, thank you. Thanks for coming on. Is there any website or anything you'd point us to for Gloucester Township?
GLOTWP.com.
All right, David, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Mayor.
All right, Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
David R. Mayer, the mayor, who I usually, am in much the Halloween thing, et cetera. I'm on his side on this. I mean, that seems to me, I think Moms Against Liberty is straining the issue of parental rights in the wrong way here. We know about Murphy. We know about overregulation. We know about the gender thing in schools. These are parents who are not stopping these kids. I think it was upwards of 500. Now, the only thing I differ with is here, I would do the event. I don't care what we have to do. We're doing the event. That's what public officials. And Keith Hartzell is going to be with us tomorrow. Council person. I'm not sure if he still is or not. I know he was. He's the mayor of Ocean City to us. Ocean City this summer has stopped this. At least they haven't allowed them to get away with it. And I think they called in. They just ordered in double the number of cops, it seems like. And they took the gloves off here, not in an overbearing way. And they just said, you're not going to do that here. And as far as we can tell, Mayor Ernie's going to be on tomorrow. Wildwood is doing the same thing. They're going to go after the parents. Mayor Ernie is not Triano. It's not a secret state, big state Murphy guy. He's a guy just saying, hey, we're going to put cops on the boardwalk with horses and you're not going to do anything. Isn't that the approach? Isn't that what this is about? I don't think anybody's really going to get these fines or get imprisoned at some point. But it's saying we're not going to tolerate this anymore. So Moms for Liberty, I get their agenda. I get their thought process. It goes too far here. 855-839-1210. Great stuff, though, from producers getting these guys on, particularly the mayor. It was very cordial, considering everything. All right, we'll get Dan coming up, his live performance. That's the side question. I'd love to hear from you, though. You hear people saying, well, you just can't deal with this kid. All right, you'll be before a judge. You can make that case, but you just can't have 500 kids showing up, ride-sharing, et cetera, to do violence. I mean, I think the approach is more what we're seeing in Washington. I don't care. Its mentality's got to be, I don't care what you're going to do. I'm going to do more. That's the Trump mentality. It's always been my mentality. You want to do this? The counter is going to be this. It's a question of wills. But they're afraid of being sued. I get it. I think that's a better approach. Did Ocean City not do this? I think they did. You don't fool around. Ocean City's very family friendly, very polite. When they had the seagulls, jumping into people, what did they do? They got that crazy owl guy sending owls up there 10,000 feet or however high they are. What happened? The seagulls calmed down. They had these obnoxious kids and their obnoxious parents. What did they do? They took them on. But it's got to be frightening. I know that park. Very hard to control the access and you got 300, 400, 500 kids showing up fighting all of a sudden. 855-839-1210. All right, here's a pretty good one. All-time live performance. Well, I'm not sure if that was live since it was on TV. Marcus Aurelius, Elvis singing If I Can Dream at the end of the 1968 comeback special. I've seen that. It's unbelievable. But I don't know that was the live performance. But okay, might be qualified. All right, Dan's answering the phone. We'll get his in a little bit. You heard both sides now. You heard the mayor. I'm more on the mayor's side here than Moms for Liberty. Why is this blowing up into such an issue, though? Why does this seem so strange that people are siding and saying we're putting too much of a burden on the parents here? All right, let's go to Phil in Delaware on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil, what do you say on this?
Hey, good afternoon. Two things. One, as far as the delinquency.
Yes.
Make it a revenue stream. Save the taxpayers that are following the law and keeping control of their kids, and the parents at some point are going to say, this is starting to hurt my pocket, my wallet.
Well, that's
and
right.
You know what?
They'll be fined well before you get to jail. You got to have one of these kids, you know, it's got a, quite a rap sheet of all these things, and the parent's going to be fined in here before you get to jail. And I agree with you, but what do you say to these people that are saying we're expecting too much of the parent? What are they supposed to do?
Don't have kids. legalize abortion. Make the day after pill available like Chiclets at the 7-Eleven.
I hear you on that, Phil. Who's your performance?
About 10 years. Ozzy Osbourne, Row 2 at the B&T Pavilion.
Okay, that's got to be, yeah, Osbourne. I've never saw him in person. It's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, I would think so.
Leslie, jumping in here in Bryn Mawr. Leslie, what do you have today? Hi.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good.
So it's interesting. You're talking about sunscreen, and I was at the dermatologist earlier this week. Everybody needs to wear sunscreen. Everybody.
Henry's in revolt right here now. Yeah, he's refusing.
He just threw up his hands.
You got to see that on YouTube. That was not fair.
What did I miss?
Go ahead, Leslie.
Okay. Anyway, it's not fun to go through what you have to go through from the sun damage.
Oh, right. I've only had a little bit on an ankle and all that. I can't imagine Rose had more. And I always use pretty much sunscreen. So, we're seeing with RFK Jr., we're seeing, I would never bring that one woman we had on, that Maha Mom on, because they're nuts. They're bothering farmers. You can't have this, that, and the other. You have to be organic. They'll go out of business. You know, there's got to be, there's a big upside to RFK Jr., no doubt. But stuff like this, it's crazy talk.
Yes. No, I agree. But it's interesting because you're also talking about whether parents should be responsible for their children. And I get where she's coming from on the slippery slope, because just like the Patriot Act, you know, we were all like, well, if I have nothing to hide, why should anybody be afraid of the Patriot Act?
All right, here's my answer, though, Leslie. In there, the language says repeating. There's a repeating offender type of thing here. They're not going to pop you just because a kid spit on a sidewalk.
Well, not initially, but the Patriot Act started to take advantage of what was in the Patriot Act.
Well, let me ask. So you would be against them punishing the parent here for the sins of the kid?
No. No, no, no. I think they should, but I get where they're, like, Moms of Liberty are a little bit nervous on the slope of what other rights are you going to start to take away from parents. I get that.
All right. Well, I think that's a separate column, and we know what they're doing. That's in school, not telling parents. We can separate that from these parents that had 300 to 400 kids after hours there ravaging the landscape.
Yeah, no, there's no way to condone any of that behavior or... Mm-hmm. You know, and how to address it is really a difficult situation.
It is. Leslie, up against the clock a little bit. Give me your big moment.
Andre Pacelli's daughter joined him on stage at a Christmas concert. They sang Hallelujah, and I don't know when it was. It was probably 5 years ago, and it just brought me to tears.
I know of that when the daughter joined. That is an excellent one. It doesn't have to be Hendrick. It could be... Andrea Bocelli, Bocelli, what am I saying? Botticelli, too much Seinfeld. All right, coming up, I don't know if we talked before with State Senator Joe Pittman. He's the majority leader of the Republicans in the Senate, and he is the centerpiece of what's playing out in Harrisburg. And on Twitter, social media and all, they were talking about, all these local yokels who don't get SEPTA, all these people in these other part of the states. Why don't they get what progressives want here, which is mass transit? I will talk with him about what's going back and forth on that. But something really interesting on your taxes in schools. He's next and your calls at 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.